In 1993, the Oslo Accords came into being and represented the first time the Palestine Liberation Organization and the State of Israel allowed for their mutual recognition and gave way to a peace process that has since been derailed. But the hope generated 25 years ago, in some respects, still lives on, which is why a look at the process that generated the Oslo Accords is still both vital and significant, and one reason why the play Oslo by J.T. Rogers, now at Marin Theatre Company in a Bay Area premiere through October 28th, is such an important piece of theater. Based on history, with some fictional flourishes, it brings to life how it all happened. Following the first meetings between Palestinians and Israelis at Camp David, which set things in motion, Norwegian diplomat Terje Rod Larsen took it upon himself to organize a back-channel communication between the PLO and the Israelis, and it was through his labor that the two sides came together and wound up in the end issuing a joint declaration of principles along with a series of agreements that seemed to finally build a road to peace in the region. As the play opens, Terje Rod Larsen has realized that his research work in Palestine with the Norwegian Fafo Institute has given him special contacts with both Palestinians and Israelis, and he manages to convince his wife Mona, who works for the Norwegian Foreign Ministry, that perhaps the two of them, with the help of her boss, could somehow bring the two sides together without having to deal with the constraints of international diplomacy and, of course, the special interests of the United States and its own dubious objectives. And it's a tough sell, first for Terje to convince Mona, and then for both to convince her boss, the foreign minister, and then for Terje to use his contacts on both sides and convince them to fly to Norway and meet up in person. The three-hour play details the touch-and-go nature of Terje's mission, along with Terje's and Mona's own mental states at the time. Even though we, as an audience, know the outcome, how it all comes together is where the drama and the joy comes in. Mark Anderson Phillips' performance as Terje is a superb study in passion, ego, and self-doubt. He's well matched by Erica Sullivan as Mona, who has the advantage of being the only female player in this particular game. Also terrific in the large cast are Ashkan Davaran as the lead Palestinian negotiator and Paris Hunter-Paul as his Israeli counterpart. But the entire cast is up to the challenge, playing either one or a variety of different roles. Credit also goes to director Jason Minidakis for keeping things humming in a way that almost feels like choreography, which is itself an apt metaphor for the entire play, because in the end it's a dance, with two reluctant partners, both ready and afraid, to come together, and, for the first time, waltz. Oslo by J.T. Rogers, directed by Jason Minidakis, plays at Marin Theatre Company through October 28th. For more information, you can go to marintheatre.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.